Welcome to the weekly message from CCU Orlando and presented by Unity of Nashville here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today's message is I Am There and was recorded on Sunday, May 24th, 2020. And now, Senior Minister and Spiritual Leader, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
So we do know, in fact, that we are one. We know it here in the mind. We know it cognitively, but we don't always feel that. Can I have an amen? So we know it, and now at such a time that we're in, we are really having to look deeper at what our beliefs really are, because it seems like there is a lot of disconnection. It seems like there is a lot of confusion. And what I want to say to you, and as I'm saying it to you, I'm saying it to myself, even though there's a lot going on, I refuse to be confused. Even though it looks like we're disconnected, I know we are connected. So in a time like this, when I say a time like this, everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about, because we're all in this time of the pandemic, in this time of world leaders making kind of bizarre statements. It can feel like we don't know what's next. It can feel like we are, that fear is the only rational response. Well, we are wrapping up our four-week series called 30 Days to Fearless Living. And it's very, very important for us to make wise, conscious choices, but not let fear and hysteria run our show, run our thoughts, run our actions, run our beliefs. So one of the reasons that there is so much seeming confusion and fear is that anytime there is a situation happening that's unexpected, it sends us back, all the way back to our family of origin tools. And the problem with those family of origin tools is those are survival tools. And what worked then probably doesn't work now. As a matter of fact, I know it doesn't work now long term. So what happens when there's all this fear going on is we get these triggers and we're acting like the government or work or family situations. So this is requiring us to grow up spiritually, to see what's happening, to be able to feel fear that might get triggered, and then remind ourselves, I'm not a child. I am a grown-up. I'm 51 years old. I lead CCU Orlando. I have a thriving business. I own my own home. I'm a grown-up. I'm not stuck in a childhood situation. I'm grown spiritually, emotionally, physically. Sometimes something like that really helps bring us back to the moment. There's a unity prayer that I want to share with you today, and we all so often focus on the prayers that we know, the prayer of faith, the prayer for protection. This prayer is less known, but in my view, is the most important prayer Unity has, and it's called I Am There. And I want you to hear it so that you can experience it firsthand from the voice of the man who wrote it, James Dillett Freeman.
Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me, yet I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you do not understand my ways. I am at work, though you do not recognize my works. I am not strange visions, I am not mysteries. Only in absolute stillness, beyond self, can you know me as I am, and then but as a feeling and a faith. Yet I am there, yet I hear, yet I answer. When you need me, I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. Even when you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you, and you are in me. Only in your mind can you feel separate from me, for only in your mind are the mists of yours and mine. Yet only with your mind can you know me and experience me. Empty your heart of empty fears. When you get yourself out of the way, I am there. You can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all, and I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there, for I am there. I am there because I have to be, because I am. Only in me does the world have meaning. Only out of me does the world take form. Only because of me does the world go forward. I am the law on which the movement of the stars and the growth of living cells are founded. I am the love that is the law's fulfilling. I am assurance. I am peace. I am oneness. I am the law that you can live by. I am the love that you can cling to. I am your assurance. I am your peace. I am one with you. I am. Though you fail to find me, I do not fail you. Though your faith in me is unsure, my faith in you never wavers. Because I know you, because I love you, beloved, I am there.
This is the God I want to know. It's taken me a very long time to trust God. I felt like when I was most vulnerable, God wasn't there. It didn't feel like God was there. But when I began to mature a little bit spiritually, I could finally see that I was a soul on a journey, and that even though it felt like God wasn't there, God was there, and it was how I made it through. There are things that happen in life we don't understand with the mind, but what I know is there's a divine purpose. That started me once I learned that I was a soul, it started me on the journey to know God. And today, I know God differently than even a week ago. And what I know is God is here. God is here. Some of my biggest teachers said to me over the years, I just want to know God. Some of the greatest minds in history have said, I want to know God. The rest is just details. That was Albert Einstein. Knowing God, we know everything. We have all the knowledge we need. We have all the power we need. We have all the love we need. So God is there. My work is to move everything out of the way that keeps me from that. I am there, God says. I am there. So I want to encourage you to keep looking for signs that God is there. Look for little signs of hope that God is there. And it probably won't be like Hollywood's made it. It probably won't be a voice speaking out of the clouds, although if it is, good for you. It's probably going to be a call from a friend, a sunset that just knocks you out, someone you love supporting you, or it could be a spiritual awakening that happens when you're not even thinking about God at all. But look for God. I want to encourage you every morning to start your day with, okay, if God is here, show me. And then set that intention as you start your day. What is it you want to do? What is it you're wanting to accomplish? If God is here and I can trust in that God, then there's something for me to do. There's something for me to be. So I want to encourage you to know God is here. Wherever you are, God is.
Thank you for listening to the weekly message from CCU Orlando, presented by Unity of Nashville. If you're searching for a like-minded church community and a personal connection that supports your heart and mind in the Central Tennessee area, then join Unity of Nashville at 10 a.m. every Sunday at 5125 Franklin Pike. For more information, head over to unityofnashville.org. This channel is also made possible through the continued support of our angel patrons, Dove Borland, Peter Gibson, Paul Caswell, Arlene Meyer, Kathy and Terry, Marcia Mott, Nora Miles, Diana Cox, Leslie Williams, Susanna Garcia, Shayla Mount, Dorothy Moore, Aggie Payton, Taryn Tucker, and Anna Evans, along with our other partner patrons, Natural Awakenings Magazine and Zen Living Realty. If you would like to support the channel as a patron on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The weekly message is copyright 2020 CCU Orlando, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Shannon Croft and used with permission. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.